This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
An unsettling episode may be over for one of the biggest banks in the world. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. Stock in Deutsche Bank, based in Frankfurt, but with a long shadow on Wall Street, is perking back up today. On Monday, shares had plunged after investors sold off a pile of special bonds, the sort of bonds banks use in the event of a financial crisis. They're called COCOs, and to help us get a handle on them, let's say good morning to the BBC's economics correspondent, Andrew Walker, in London.
Good morning, David.
There are these bonds. COCOs, they're called?
Contingent convertibles. They are bonds in the sense that they are debt. It's money that the bank owes to the bondholder. But they can be converted into shares, into equity, so that the bank no longer owes the bondholder money. Or in some circumstances, there's a different type of convertible can actually have a kind of automatic reduction in the value of what's owed.
I guess you use these things in the case of banks because if a bank gets into trouble, it can be very quick, and these would speed up the process that the debt holders have to get a chunk of the ownership of the company in return.
Another way of looking at it is if a bank can't pay all its debts, it's a way of quickly ensuring that the bank is in a position to continue doing business without having to get the taxpayer dipping into his and her pockets to sort the problem out.
What's the problem then with Deutsche Bank? Investors seem to be inclined, at least earlier this week, to dump a bunch of these COCOs.
They were having some concerns about whether the bank would be able to make the interest payments. And so, yes, they did indeed start selling them. We then had a reassurance from the German finance minister who said he had no concerns. But it's rather unusual that a finance minister has to make that sort of statement.
The BBC's economics correspondent, Andrew Walker, thank you for this.
My pleasure, David.
Fed Chair Janet Yellen testifies in the House Financial Services Committee this morning. It's her first appearance on Capitol Hill since she and her team raised interest rates. Ashley Milne-Tite reports.
A lot has changed since the Fed Chair last spoke to the public. The stakes have risen. Mark Hamrick is Senior Economic Analyst at Bankrate.com.
This may well be the most dramatic and pressing set of hearings that Chair Yellen is facing since her nomination because of the true drama that's playing out in the real economy.
And in the financial markets. He's listening for Yellen to address the market turmoil and for any hint of another interest rate rise. Mark Jarsulik is Vice President of Economic Policy at the Center for American Progress. He says Fed pronouncements are worded vaguely for good reason.
Because there are so many market actors who, if given a clear signal, would respond to it, they want to throw out as much chaff as they possibly can.
That said, he's expecting Yellen to clearly address whether raising rates last year was premature. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
There's this guy, Mark, who has a hobby trying to be smart about plane tickets and airline and hotel miles. Mark Orlowski has to travel a lot for his real job running a nonprofit called the Sustainable Endowments Institute. Today, he is prepared to reveal some of his tools. Morning, Mark.
Good morning, David.
So you play with some interesting tools here to help you sort all this stuff out?
A website called Award Wallet is a site that actually for free lets you track all your frequent flyer mile accounts, your hotel accounts. So I've been using that tool for years, and it's been a real lifesaver. It even helps you auto-log in to a website. So if you want to quickly jump into your Delta account, you don't even remember your Delta password.
All right. Now, what's this one? I don't even know how to pronounce it. S-K-I-P. What is it?
Yeah, so skip-lagged is another one. This one's actually a little controversial. Skip-lagged got in a lawsuit with United and some other companies over whether this was a service that should be offered to customers. But the idea is that it looks for opportunities to tack on an extra sort of flight segment past the destination of where you plan to travel. So, for example, you know, last year I was in Hawaii speaking at a conference and came back to Los Angeles, but there was an opportunity to continue onwards to San Diego, which actually dropped the price of the airfare by about $150. One could book that flight and then get off in Los Angeles, paying the lower fare, but not continuing onwards to San Diego.
And what's the Seat Guru? Is that a component of one of these?
So Seat Guru is its own site. This is really useful because there's all sorts of different airplanes, you know, made by Airbus, made by Boeing, many others. Sometimes there are better seats than others on a plane, and Seat Guru will actually give you a seat map of an airplane and show you, based on customer experience and reviews and other factors, what the sort of best seats are in terms of legroom, in terms of other space considerations, or if there's other problems, for example, if a seat doesn't recline because it's next to an exit row. That can be really handy because, you know, sitting in a nice seat with some extra legroom is a whole lot better than sitting in a sort of cramped middle seat which doesn't recline.
Well, I'm so tempted to call him our point man, Mark Orlowski. His real job is executive director and founder of the Sustainable Endowments Institute. Mark, always good to talk to you.
My pleasure, David. Thanks for having me.
And the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau in Washington reportedly wants to push banks and credit unions to offer people at the financial margins very small loans with affordable repayment options. The Wall Street Journal says that this would be an alternative to the $38 billion payday loan industry, where presumably interest rates would be higher. Also expect the payday loan industry to push back against any campaign to get banks to compete with them. Temporary cash crunches can be devastating. I heard an interesting detail this weekend from a local food pantry here. Most clients only come in for free food a couple times a year when something specifically has gone wrong. Maybe a car towed, a medical expense, or a temporary job loss. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.